Now, are all the traitors present? Let's get started, shall we?
From rags to riches.
I'm so sick of this. Working like a dog and being treated worse.
Yorkshire to New York.
We're climbers, you and me.
A life dedicated to revenge.
Let's make this an occasion to remember.
A Woman of Substance on Channel 4. Stream now.
A lot of adults say that they want to read more, but wanting to read and actually open in the book are two very different things. The problem is not always time. Sometimes it's pressure, sometimes it's distraction, sometimes it's the habit of reaching for photos before we even realize what we're doing. Now, why is this conversation so important? Because a lot of people do not necessarily need more motivation, they need a way in. Now, today's guest, Barbara Hagen, is from Thrift Books, and we're going to be talking about how to build a reading habit in the real world. Even if you swear that you are not a reader, have no time, and keep pulling back and into the scroll, you're going to find out that you are a real reader and that you can really enjoy reading a book. Now, my guest today, Barbara Hagen. Barbara is a communications and marketing leader at Thrift Books, which describes itself as the world's largest online independent used bookseller. She has been helping shape Thrift Books and recent reading habits and campaigns that she's built around the idea that reading becomes achievable when people focus on small, realistic, daily progress instead of the pressure and perfection. Now, Barbara, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you on the show, and I really appreciate your time and, you know, your effort to come on this show today. I really like the fact that you really want to encourage others to read. It is so important. As we mentioned before, everyone is so hung up on their devices, and we really need to really appreciate books, because I love to read and I love physical books. You know, a lot of adults say that they want to read more, but they do not begin. You know, why is starting so hard for people?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me, Stacey. I'm excited to speak about this because it's something that's really important to me personally as well. You know, it's funny, when we did some research, like many people identify as readers. And, right. And as you said, it's getting started that's so hard because we have so many distractions in our lives. And so it's so easy to just, you're on your device and you're looking at news and watching videos. You just have to break out some small little pieces and find a way in.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, if you try to say, I'm going to read a whole book this month, that's intimidating. It's a lot. So just start, just 3 pages a day. Right. Start with 3 pages a day. 10, 15 minutes, maybe not even that much. But what happens is you start to get immersed in the story. And before you know it, maybe you've read a whole chapter, maybe a couple of chapters, and you're making a lot more progress. Mm-hmm. So don't try to bite off more than you want to chew right away. Just find some little small wins to get started. Is a good way to start.
Now, this hits the exact friction point immediately. Like, do people actually dislike reading, or are they more stuck in distraction and, you know, resistance?
It is definitely more of the distractions. People love to read and they actually enjoy reading. And the interesting thing is, like, so many people are reading things that they're readers. Sometimes people think they have to read a certain type of book to be a reader. You know what? At Thrift Books, we believe all reading counts. Yeah. And so if you're a kid and you want to read a graphic novel, well, that's fantastic. That counts as reading, right? If you're an adult and you want to read some nonfiction, excellent. That counts as well. So it's, you know, people can really identify as readers. It's just, you know, finding the time to let yourself indulge in it.
Right, exactly. Now, what happens psychologically once someone finally gets a few pages in?
Yeah, I mean, your brain starts to operate into a different mode, right? All of a sudden, your creativity starts to open up. You're reading descriptive words and phrases. You're immersing yourself maybe in environments. Maybe you're thinking about a new problem. That's if it's a business book, and you just start to exercise almost like a different muscle of your brain,
right?
Instead of being passive and scrolling and just absorbing videos and words from your device, you're actively engaging. You're reading the words. Your brain is like now creating an image in your mind,
right?
And so it's a whole different experience. And then you start to get immersed in it, and hopefully hopefully you find a book that you really love and you can just kind of, go along for the ride.
Right, exactly. Now, I think one, thing that gets overlooked is that many adults carry weird pressure around reading from school.
Yes, that's so true, right? When we were growing up, teachers told us we had to read this book or we had to do a book report, and it might not have been the genre or type of book that you were really interested in.
Yeah.
But we had to read it anyway.
Right.
And so I like to say, or all of us here at ThriftBooks like to say, like, just find the book that you love. No matter what you love, there's a book that you'll love. And so hopefully you can discover that, leave the baggage from grade school behind, and be able to explore and find something that is really resonating with you. One of the popular ways in for people is like book to screen books. There's a lot of movies or TV shows that are based on books. Mm-hmm. And it's okay if you see the movie first and then you go read the book. That's okay. Right. And sometimes that helps people discover something that they're really interested in, because they're starting with something they already know.
Like, yeah.
Like this series, or they like this movie, and then pick up the book and hopefully they put that baggage from those younger school days behind.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. I think, people should be reading, they think that they should be reading more serious books and finishing everything they start, or reading certain number of books to count. How much, of adult resistance is actually tied to like old pressure and guilt, like reading got linked to like performance instead of pleasure, or adults just judge themselves, for what they read and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. So we really want people to feel free to be able to set their own goals and read what they like. We have a reading challenge at thriftbooks.com/challenge where you can actually set your own personal goal and say, I just want to read 3 books this year, or whatever you want to do. And so that way you're not feeling pressure to read what your book club is reading this month, or read, what your friends are telling you to read. Like, it's all up to you. And we're here to support you and whatever that goal looks like for you personally.
I love that. Now, that's such a big point, because, people, I think, do not need better taste. They need permission to enjoy reading again. And I think that challenge just does that. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. And, the one thing we've also learned and discovered is that there's mood reading, right? Like, you might not always be in the mood to read the same book over, consecutively for every day. So like for myself, I am reading, a couple of different books at a time, depending on my mood.
Yeah.
And so when you have kind of a challenge out there, it's not about finishing this particular book by a certain date. You just know you have a horizon and you can lean into a particular book or change books if your mood is in a different space. And so at the end of the day, it all adds up.
I love that. Now, what do you want people to let go of immediately if they want to build a real reading habit?
Yeah, I think that probably let go of the guilt. Sometimes we have guilt of like, oh, I should finish this book, or I should read a certain type of book.
Yeah.
And just read what you love, read what you enjoy. And it's okay if you miss a day. Life happens, right? Yeah. I mean, we're busy. Things get in the way. Unexpected stuff happens. And maybe you had planned to read and you didn't get to it that day. It's okay. Tomorrow's another day. And just, pick it up and get those 3 pages in.
Yeah.
So don't beat yourself up, or don't feel guilty about, I didn't get my reading in this today. Just just move on and start the next day with the best intentions.
Oh, 100%. Now let's talk about the real competitor here, because for most people, it's not another hobby. It's the phone. It's endless scroll. It's the reflex of reaching, for stimulation. Like, how do people start replacing that doom scroll reflex with reading habit?
Yeah, I think if you set yourself up with some little, like a plan. Like for me, when my phone is charging, use it as some of my reading time, right? So I'm not distracted by, I put my phone, I charge it in one room, and then I have a little reading nook in a different room. So I'm not even near my device. So because sometimes being near that device is very easy to just pick it up when a message pings and comes in. So make yourself little plans like that. Or if you enjoy a morning coffee,
right,
maybe instead of scrolling on your phone, you say, I'm gonna read first. I'm gonna read 3 pages, and then I'm going to look at my device, while you're enjoying your coffee. Or it's bedtime with the kids. Let's just take 5-10 minutes and read a book together. Those those pages count too. And so just finding the places in your life. Don't necessarily think you need to change your behavior. You just have to find the places that into your regular routine.
I love that. So this is less about discipline and more about environment and cues.
Yeah, a lot of it is environment because, like I said, most people want to read and they probably have books around their house that they've been meaning to read. So it's just finding the right environment, setting the stage for it and allowing yourself to do it.
I like that idea. Like maybe like a certain room that's serene and quiet, or even you could just put a certain rug on the floor, or just put something that makes the room common and, where there's quietness and just take some time out to just maybe get one of those comfy little bubble, chairs or something like that. And just lay, maybe light a candle and just start reading and just, close the door and say, I'm going to give, X amount of time and I'm just going to devote myself to something I really wanted to read, something that I loved, that I've really been excited to just dive into, and just make that challenge with yourself, say to yourself, this is what I'm going to do, and be, and not just say it, but do it. Don't procrastinate,
Exactly. I bought myself a special little reading blanket too, so that I know when I have my reading blanket, it's time to read. Or if I'm walking by and I see the reading blanket, I'm like, oh, I can go sit down and snuggle under it and read. So little things like that, that, like you said, it creates an environment and it gives you permission mentally too, that I'm going to just let myself have this moment and immerse myself into the story.
I love that. Now, what is the simplest way you can, you could swap people and make them do it tonight? Say, okay, just give them an idea that they can just change their mindset and then just be mm-hmm. able to just, say, okay, I'm going to take this amount of time tonight and I'm going to start reading this book tonight.
Yeah, I would just look at your schedule and find maybe a transition point in your schedule in the evening. If you know after dinner, you put the dishes away and then you sit down to watch, show, just say, before you sit down, I'm going to read 3 pages, mm-hmm. right? Just find that transition point. So you can just squeeze in the reading and into that transition and allow yourself the time to do that.
I know. I think too is once you start reading a few pages a day, you'll get more into the habit of doing it, and then you'll really start to, because it brings you back to when you really enjoyed doing it when you were younger, and then you'll just automatically start to do it more and more and more, and really give yourself that self love that you really need in the first place. That just taking some quiet time to do something that really makes you, happy and really actually puts you in a sense where either you're learning about something you didn't know, or maybe it's a fantasy book and you can just take your imagination and fly somewhere and just be able to just rekindle and renew yourself in a sense.
100%. I completely agree with that. And so, over time, it won't be something that you have to think actively about. It'll just happen naturally because you've built that habit and you're looking forward to it.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people listening are going to say, this sounds great, but I generally don't have the time. So let's challenge them directly. For the person who feels like their life is too full to read, what is the tactical approach that you would say to them?
I would say set yourself up for if then. So if you read 3 pages, then you can go talk and scroll or go somewhere and do what you want to do there. But I would kind of give yourself a little bit of a mini plan, because otherwise, if we passively let the devices and all the distractions seep in, it will just take over our time. So we all, we have the time. It's just finding the way to make the time, right? And
Exactly. Choosing
how to spend the time. But start with 2 pages. Start with, just start super small.
Yeah.
Don't expect to read a chapter. Sometimes chapters in some books are really lengthy, right? So
just
do it by pages. We say get your pages in. Just sit down, read 2 or 3 pages, and then move on for the rest of the day. And honestly, it's probably 10 or 15 minutes out of the day. And hopefully you get immersed in the story. And before you know it, you'll have that book almost finished. So it'll be great.
That's awesome. Now, I love that because people think that reading has to happen in a big, luxurious blocks of time. But, a habit usually starts much smaller than that.
That's so true. Just find those bite-sized little ways to get started. If you set your goal too ambitiously, that's when people fall off, right? Because I'm going to read this book this week. Okay, now life gets in the way. There's no way you're going to accomplish it. You feel like you're too far behind. You can't catch up. And this is why I say, like, a few pages a day. If you miss a day, it's not that big of a deal. Just start the next, you know, the following day with the two or three pages. Right. And so don't feel guilty. Don't beat yourself up. The other thing I want to say too, though, is find a book that you love. And it's okay if you start a book and you're not feeling it, it's okay to not finish the book.
Yeah.
I don't want people feeling, oh, well, you have to finish it because it's a book you started. It's okay to not finish a book that you're not feeling. And so I think that's as important of setting a habit for reading as anything else.
I love that. Now, what is a realistic daily goal? You know, you basically, you know, you mentioned quite a few little goals to set, but what do you think is a realistic? You said a couple of pages a day, maybe, you know, but what helps people feel successful fast?
I think honestly, just making the time, getting 10, 15 minutes in, and reading that one day and feeling like you've logged it that day. Yeah. That feels great. It's sort of like when you go out for a walk and like, okay, I'm just going to go walk around the block.
Yeah.
Got some steps in. We just want people to get their pages in and just start small. And before you know it, you can maybe challenge yourself to grow and say, I'm going to read a whole chapter in this day, but
yeah,
I don't want to, you know, start that ambitious. Let's just start with the small bits that we can do.
I love that. Now, I think a lot of adults secretly believe that they are just not readers, not because they cannot read, but because reading does not feel natural anymore. Like, how does someone like rebuild that identity again?
I would look and see what you're passionate about, like what you're interested in. If you're a gardener and you love to garden,
yeah,
find yourself a gardening book, right? And get started that way. If you have kids and you want to find that special time with your kids and just read to them at night, expose to them maybe some stories you had from your past. Or maybe there's a celebrity that you really enjoy and they have a biography that's out or autobiography and you can go ahead and read that. So just really align with what your passions are.
Yeah.
And find that way in so that you're not forcing yourself to read something maybe that you're not familiar with or that's not really connecting with you right away.
Right. Oh, definitely. Definitely. So becoming a reader isn't about making a grand, you know, declaration. It's about just repeated proof, you know, just doing a little bit at a time.
Exactly. And I think we're all readers at our core. Mm-hmm. And so it's everyone's a reader. You just have to discover what you're passionate for and what types of books that you like to read.
Right. Now, what kind of book should people start with if they want momentum instead of like intimidation?
Yeah, there's definitely some books out there that are really big and thick that can be quite intimidating. I would say start with some quick, lighter reads that get you into it. There's some authors out there that have some books that move along pretty quickly, but are still enjoyable. Depending on what kind of a genre you like, and start with those, and then before you know, you finish them, and then it's easy to kind of feel accomplished. So like, okay, I finished that book. Now it's time to move on.
I love it. Now let's make it really practical. So for someone who wants to read more this month, what are three things they should do immediately?
I think immediately is just find the book that you're going to love. Look around your house; you probably have something there already. Go to thriftbooks.com, see if there's a particular genre or subject that you're interested in. Book to screen is always a really popular one.
Yeah.
And then find your environment. Find your little space, a place that's going to be yours. Give yourself permission to make a special blanket or a pillow that's going to be part of your reading nook that you want to snuggle up in. And then just work it into your routine. Just consciously think about, okay, I'm going to find this transition point after dinner or in the morning when I have my coffee and say that's when I'm going to get my pages in. And don't set unrealistic expectations. Don't think you're going to have to read for an hour. Just say, I'm going to sit down for 15 minutes in my nice snuggle area. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, probably you're going to be there for longer than 15 minutes because you're going to be immersed. You're going to be comfortable and hopefully you have an enjoyable experience. But I'd say those are the three things.
Oh, I love that. Now, what is the fastest way to make reading feel rewarding again?
I think just getting started and giving yourself that permission to not have to, finish a whole book in a week or anything like that. Just set those realistic goals and then you feel accomplished. And then talk to others. I think also when you are sharing what you're reading with your friends and your family, it's a great way to connect and get you kind of excited about what you're reading, share what you're liking about it, hear what others have to say.
Yeah.
So sharing kind of the journey around.
And I find that really rewarding too, because I was in a workshop yesterday, and like we meet once a week, and they were talking about different topics, and they were mentioning, you know, quite a few people were mentioning about books they had just finished, and they talked about like either quotes in the book, or they talked about like the synopsis and what they got out of it. And it was really motivating. It was like, wow, you're writing it down and you want to check out that book, because it was like, you know, it was so intriguing. So listening to others and you know, get another request from others, I think is very motivating, and it's very inspiring, because when someone's talking about a topic that you have a lot of interest in, and they're like, I read this book and I got this from it, and or I learned this, it's like, wow, I want to check that out. You know, it's really inspiring, I think.
Absolutely. I agree. And sometimes I even just go up to strangers if I see them reading a book and I ask them about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what's this book about? You're enjoying it? And that's a great way to build a connection with someone.
Oh, that's 100% a great way. That's a great idea. Now, what mistake makes people quit too soon?
I think by setting unrealistic expectations, or by thinking that reading is not for them.
Yeah.
Or thinking you have to be a certain type of reader.
Right.
I think all reading counts, and read what you love. I mean, that's the most important thing, I think, is reading. Some people might only love poetry and they want to read poetry, and others may not like poetry at all and want to read a poetry book, but that's okay. That's the beautiful thing about books, is there literally is something for everybody.
Yes, 100%. And if someone is listening and they spent years saying, I wish I read more, what is the one shift they could finally make that this year, you know, to make it happen?
Yeah, I would say, if you want to more, well, first of all, set yourself a challenge. Go to thriftbooks.com/challenge and set a challenge. Because I think that's a nice way you can check in and mark your progress. And then we share blogs about like what other people are reading. So you can kind of be inspired. And we have like reading themes every month. And so you can kind of participate in that if you'd like. So that's a good way to get started. And then there's always like different types of books you can read. Like, I want to read the classics, like the 100 classic books that everyone should read. Or I want to read what's really popular in media right now, and Project Hail Mary and all of those things that are on the big screen. Just kind of set little, you know, have fun with it, right? Set little objectives of the types of books that you want to read. Or, you know, you hear everyone talking about a particular book and you read it back in fourth grade and you don't remember. Go ahead and reread it. Rereading is okay. It's okay to reread things. So that's what I would say.
I love it. Now, what do you want people to remember the next time they catch themselves reaching for the scroll instead of for the page?
I would almost challenge them to at least once a day before they scroll to pick up a book and read instead. And so if it's at the end of the day and you're picking up your phone and you're about to scroll, just pause for a second and say, have I read my pages today? No. Okay. Let me put my phone down. Let me get my pages in, and then pick up the phone and scroll.
If
you get your pages in earlier in the day, then you can scroll later in the evening. You don't have to worry about it.
I love that. Now, if people, you know, for people walking away today from this episode, what are three things that you would like them to remember that are so valuable and that could really help them from this episode today?
Yeah, I would say that everyone's a reader. You should definitely remember that. Come visit thriftbooks.com. We've got lots of books to find, every type of book that you're interested in. And definitely share your journey with us. I would love to hear if people are motivated or inspired, or if they have suggestions. Social media is a great place to go out and share the books that you're reading, or what others are enjoying. And so I would encourage them to do that as well.
I love that. You know, and so, you know, for people, you know, like I know Thrift Books, you know, I think majority of people have heard about Thrift Books. For people that haven't heard about Thrift Books, or maybe they haven't been on the website yet, can you tell people a little bit more about it and tell us a little bit about the different services and things that you have to offer?
Yeah, absolutely. So thriftbooks.com, we're 100% online. We do not have a physical store that you can shop at. So visit us online. We have a vast selection of used and new books, so you can find all the latest new releases. But really what people love us most for is our used book selection. which is over like 19 million titles, usually a lot of out of print books, books from maybe your childhood covers, at really affordable prices. So we really work hard to make the books affordable, reasonably priced. We have a loyalty program that's free to join. And every purchase, you earn points and then you get free books as your rewards. People love free book rewards because it gives them a way to, again, explore a new book that they maybe would not have bought themselves.
Right.
And so we have that. We have programs for teachers, educators, Thrift Books for Teachers, which is if you're an educator, a librarian, homeschool parents, where you can have special deals and discounts on books. We love to get books into kids' hands. It's one of the things I personally am super passionate about. Yeah. And we do a lot of donations into communities and underserved areas of the country. We work very closely with like a Little Free Library as well. So that's another place where people can go to support. But yeah, check us out on thriftbooks.com. We have a buyback program if you want to recycle those books and put them back into circulation. But in general, I think it's an amazing place to just look at all the virtual shelves and see all these books and search for different authors. And we have a very, you know, great way to have recommendations. And there's just a lot to explore there. So hopefully they'll find a lot of things they love.
I love that. And once again, can you just remind everybody about the challenge and just like, just tell them a little bit more about it, just so they remember, because usually, you know, they forget about the challenge, you know, like it's always the first thing they remember and the last thing they remember. And the in-between, sometimes they forget. So I want to make sure that you remind everybody about the challenge and how they could participate.
Absolutely. So the 500 billion page challenge we started earlier this year is because as a country, we've actually lost a few hundred billion pages over the year. So we used to be reading 500 billion pages collectively. Thriftbooks has started kind of this collective goal to get back to the 500 billion pages that we used to read as a nation. Yeah. So you just go to thriftbooks.com/challenge. You set your own personal goal. And when you finish a book, you can complete, mark it on there that you've maybe set your challenge to read 10 books this year. Every time you finish a book, you can go ahead and mark it as finished. And we're tallying all those pages. And so as a nation, hopefully we'll get back to 500 billion. But it's a great way for you just for anyone to have a personal goal that they can kind of track and then participate. We have badges and some gamifications and some prize and delights that are going out for people who are part of the challenge. So hopefully we'll make it fun, a fun journey for you for this year.
I love it. I love it. You know, and just, I want the listeners to remember that, you know, what I love about this conversation is that it, you know, it makes reading feel human again, not like homework and not like self-improvement pressure, not like one more thing to, you know, fail at, just a simple habit that we can start small and naturally become part of a better life, you know, part of our life. And, you know, Barbara, you know, I love that you came on the show today. And this brings such a timely reminder that most people do not need to become, you know, different people to read. They can just need, you know, to make it easy again to begin, that they can just easily just start, like we said earlier in the conversation, maybe 2-3 minutes, you know, 2-3 pages, you know, and just make it a habit. And, you know, and when they, you know, and then just little by little, just, you know, it becomes a part of their lifestyle and they start to appreciate it. They start to like it. They find books, you know, maybe one book's not the right one, but maybe now they found something that really interests them and they get immersed in it, you know? So it's just, it's really, you know, just, it's kind of like a, you know, it's kind of like a big bucket of books and you're just looking through the books or you're just going on a pathway and you're finding that right, you know, gene, you know, or niche, you know, that's really going to capture you and really, you know, bring, you know, new knowledge to you or just bring you to a world that you never even thought was possible, you know? And I love that you came on the show and, you know, and you help people realize that, you know, anyone, any adult could just start reading again and that you can get so much from it and so much enjoyment and it could really help renew yourself and really bring that stress level down. And we all know that this world has a lot of stress.
It sure does. Yes, exactly.
So reading is such a great way to just, you know, escape the world and just go into a world that makes you happy again. So I just thank you so much for coming on the show. I thank you for what you do. I thank you for being able to really, you know, share with people that, you know, reading is something that we all can do. It's so meaningful. It's so important for people just to really take themselves out of their small little world and bring them to a bigger world and gain gain knowledge, or just to go into a make-believe world, or just to learn something about something they love, like garden, So I thank you so much for coming on the show today. And is there anything else that you want to say before we leave and end this conversation?
No, this has been fantastic. Thank you for having me, Stacey, and just encourage everyone to get those pages in.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate you. And I hope you'll be on the show again and we can talk some more.
That sounds great. Thank you.